Monday, October 3rd, 2022, 5:07 a.m. Okay, so let me fix this here. So the Empowered Women panel is officially complete, minus the varnishing, of course. I'll probably varnish it on Wednesday. I just finished signing it off and taking one last look over it, see what's going on with it. I'm starting to see some stress fractures in my plywood splice. So a little lesson there on that. On the frame portion, at least. So, let's see. What was I going to just say? Oh, yeah. Okay, so I've been calling it the Empowered Woman Panel, and I've been thinking about the title. You know, and I want to make it more relatable. So its official title now is Emily's Empowerment. So that would be the name of this painting. If it doesn't get accepted into the Crocker Kingsley, if history repeats itself, yeah, it won't get accepted. At least I'll be able to show it some other places. And if it doesn't get accepted in other places, at least, very least, it'll be shown at the membership show probably next year. I could join another. I want to join another place too. The one that's out of the Sacramento Fine Arts Center, I think. I forgot what the name of that place is, our organization is. But man, they really expect a lot of volunteer work. I don't know if I want to do that. But let's see. Oh, here comes the dog. Just drop it. She's good.
Did she go out?
Yeah.
You can bring her back.
Yeah. Come here. Come on. Oh, wolf. Wolf, huh? You look like a wolf. Yeah.
You look like a wolf.
How about that? Let's see. Yeah, she's definitely got some brownish red in her. More on the brown side. A little white tip on her tail. oh well. Yeah, she's starting to learn about the chickens, at least. Not so much the cats, I don't think. Maybe she'll learn about the cats sooner or later. But, yeah, the chickens, she realized, yeah, I'm not supposed to chase him, but I want to chase him. let's see, what else am I doing today? Oh, yeah, I'm going to work on my my yard project. I was digging these little post holes for the retaining wall. Gonna do redwood retaining wall, and what's she doing? Sniffing. And I gotta put these little 4x4 posts in the ground. And shortly after hitting the going through the topsoil layer, I hit some really hard clay. And you know, I put some water in the hole, and come back an hour later, and oh yeah, there's still a lot of water in that hole. It wasn't seeping down at all. It was like a clay cup. And so I asked a friend of mine who used to be my friend Jeff, who works for AT&T also, used to be a landscape contractor, and he does landscape stuff. So I said, maybe, well, he might have a digging bar. So I called him up, and yeah, sure enough, he did, and he brought it over. So I can use that. He showed me how to use it. I thought I knew how to use it, but yeah, he gave me the finer points in using it. I know, what's so hard about just using a big steel bar pounding into the earth, huh? Well, there's a certain technique that works really well. It'll save you a lot of work. Anyway, so I got that. After he was gone, I did one post. So that means I have two more post holes. The other ones I did were fine. I could, you know, for some reason, these three post holes had some really hard clay underneath it. And I should get that done today. So I can start setting those posts too. The dog's going to want to go for a walk. And well, let me go take her out and then I'll come back with her. Well, I won't talk anymore, but I'll just, this is it. This is going to be a real short post. I got to get stuff going here. It's already 5 o'clock. So have a good one.